We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 12. And we have been focusing on three things that describe Paul's sweat cloths and work aprons that were used by God to do what Luke describes as extraordinary miracles. So far, we've noticed that those sweat cloths and aprons had no inherent religious beauty or glory. Second of all, we've noted that those were no impediment to God's supernatural work. So let's go back and let me repeat Luke's description there in Acts 19, 11 through 12. He said God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick and their illnesses were cured. Now, as I left off last time, we were just looking at that these were no impediment to God's supernatural work. God's choice of methods to combat the witchcraft and the sorcery and the occult in Ephesus, his choice is absolutely amazing and contrary to anything that we might have imagined. God is using sweat cloths and work aprons in order to heal the sick and to deliver those who have been harassed by demons. By this time, Paul is there preaching the gospel, of course, in the Hall of Tyrannus when he has that opportunity between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., a time, by the way, which most people are at home taking naps because it's so hot in that area of the world. And we picture Paul, you know, wiping his brow with a sweat cloth and soaking a work apron with the perspiration. And we just cannot imagine that that is the choice that God makes in this story. But think of it. God is using Paul to heal the sick and to deliver the demon possessed. But this time, he's not doing it by prayer or by laying on of hands or by marvelous preaching, but by working a common job that produces sweat-soaked rags and pieces of work aprons. And these are being taken to the sick and possessed, and God is delivering them. For two full years, Paul carried out the work of tent making, and during that time, God kept healing the sick and delivering those harassed by demons. I want to encourage you today. We may have the mistaken idea that there is a direct biblical correlation between the number of miracles that happen and the number of full-time ministers in the body of Christ. Does God only use the robes of the fivefold ministry to do miracles? Absolutely not. Do you remember Jesus' parable of the talents? A wealthy man gave money to his servants and left for an extended period of time. And when he returned, he checked to see what his servants had done with his investments. One of them greatly displeased the employer. Why? Because he took the investment money, put it in what the Bible says was a piece of cloth, and buried it in the ground for safekeeping. Do you remember what the wealthy man said to him? I will judge you by your own words. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow? Now, this is interesting. The word the Bible uses for piece of cloth there, that the servant put the money in to bury his master's investment, is a sudarion, a face cloth, or a handkerchief. Instead of taking and using the talent given to him while working his secular job, he buried it in a face cloth. Meanwhile, the other servants multiplied their master's investment in them. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.